God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. We are looking at something. We're listening to something. I just preached this last weekend at Island Community Church. Those of you here in Florida, hopefully you know where that is. We're on Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday morning at 10:30. But there's other listeners on WDZY in Richmond, Virginia. And if you're ever visiting Florida, I invite you to come by and worship with us sometime at Island. Sunday morning at 10:30. Of course, if you're making that trip, then you need to contact me and let me know, and I can give you more info and maybe a good place for you to stay and more info on this beautiful area here, Brevard County in Merritt Island. Here today, we're going to hear part two of this sermon I started last week. Ultimately, it's from the series, What Will Be the Sign of Your Coming and of the End of the Age? But it's a brand new look for me. It's a fresh look. We have a new pestilence that is stopping world travel as it speaks. I mean, this is like if there was ever a wake-up call before from God, this one is like the Black Plague. Maybe it hasn't killed as many people, but it certainly has brought to the forefront pestilence. And Jesus says that's one of the signs to know that His return is near. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the importance of signs. We're also looking at, too, as we're going through these scriptures, we run into the scriptures that it says the times of the Gentiles will be fulfilled and the fullness of the Gentiles. And both of those, it's a scary thought. Both times when you look at what Jesus and Paul talked about Gentiles, it's the time is coming where the door is going to be shut and God's going to resume His plan with the nation of Israel. I believe that's what we're going to start looking at here on this program today. This is part two of this message now. What will be the signs of your coming? Pestilence.
God takes His gavel and goes, wham, and the door is shut, and that's it. He says it twice. This city is going to be trampled by Gentiles until maybe your son or your daughter, someone takes this seat. This is what the kingdom of heaven looks like today. It's running out of chairs. There's got a maximum capacity sign. And the Holy Spirit's got me, Pastor Dan up here, First Baptist or wherever, the Assemblies of God, any denomination, the Catholic churches, all preaching the same thing. Once these chairs are taken, it's all over. What's happened to the nation of Israel? They're blind. God's given them a spirit of stupor. Where's that in the Bible? Romans 11:8. Until you tell someone else about Jesus and the last chair is taken. He's waiting on you. Maybe that's why I keep saying this to Darren. Maybe this is why Jesus says He doesn't know when He's coming back. Maybe because He's waiting on you to go tell someone about Jesus and take their rightful seat. God's got two distinct plans. They both specify your end of days. Your season's being done. And the fullness of the Gentiles comes in. Full is a number. Think of the word full. Think of a full tank of gas. Remember the old days when you can keep putting gas in there when it was full? And you would just smell like gasoline for the rest of the week? I can't get you back in this church for another 168 hours if you want to be here for the Sunday service. I can't put 169 hours into this week The week is full at 168. There's 168 hours to this week. You can't add anything to that. Blindness in part. See, not every Jew. Paul believes, Peter believes, other Jews believe. Blindness in part has happened to the nation of Israel until the fullness, until that number is hit, and then God shuts the door. Where's that in the Bible? Luke 13:24, Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. Even back in Genesis, God shut the door. Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. I don't make this stuff up. Today is the day to take your seat if you haven't taken it yet, because Jesus is coming back soon, and he's going to show all that to us by signs. Blindness has happened to Israel until the last Gentile comes to the faith, and that age-old number known only to God is hit like a heavenly game of bingo. For the day is going to come where Jesus is going to cry out, "Bingo! I've got bingo." That's it. Your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife has come to the faith, and they're the last one. And then this is going to come true. Lord, I'm in Luke 13:24. Lord, are there few that'll be saved? And he answered with the word, what is it, Darren? Strive. It's the Greek word agonizo, where our word agonize comes from. It's the same word used of Jesus when he was sweating great drops of blood, and it says he agonized in prayer in the garden the night before he died. That's the mindset and the attitude he wants you to have to get into the kingdom. Agonize, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will try to get in. You see, that's it. There's no last call in the kingdom. Once that seat is taken, many will try to get in. It's just like the ark. If you find the ark today, you know what you'll find on the outside of it? Scratch marks. Like someone they buried alive inside of a coffin. They open it up later, and they got all those scratch marks on the inside of it. That's what they find on the outside of the ark when they find it. Because once you saw the rain, then it was too late. You got to have faith today when you can't see. Once you see Jesus, it's too late. Once you see him, or once you die, it's too late. You got to believe in him today when you don't see him. Jesus said, blessed are all those that don't see and yet believe. Once you see him, it's too late. Once you die, oh, I believe now. Once that last chair is taken, then it's too late. This is why he says, agonize. It's not that it's hard to get in. It's the time the door is going to be open is why it's hard. All you have to do is believe. You can believe and go in without burning a calorie. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. With the heart, one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made. Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's my Lord. Paul says, I'm worried you've been corrupted by the simplicity that is in Christ. It's easy to get your name in for you. But the time is coming soon when the last chair is going to be taken. And as he says here, many will try to get in and will not be able. Luke 13:25, once the master of the house has risen up and once the master of the house, you see, once he's risen up and what's he's, that's it. You're either on the inside of this ark or you're out here scratching. Once this door is shut, that's it. I don't care how many movies you've seen on TV. Once that door is shut, listen to what Jesus says. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, and then you begin to stand outside and knock, saying, I'm ready now. All right, quote, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say, I do not know you. Where you are from? Then you will begin to say, but we ate and drank in your presence. You taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There'll be weeping and gnashing or grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets inside that door there, and you on the outside, you can't get in. Because you didn't listen to the pastor when he told you, take the last chair, call on the name of the Lord. The Bible says many are going to try to get in and will not be able. Just like many tried to get into the ark. Genesis 7:16, it says God shut the door on the ark. So Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot until the last of the Gentiles takes their seat. And now Jesus is going to give us some signs in this chapter so that you will know his return is near. And that this number is getting close to being reached and that this door is about to be shut. Now with the signs is the absolute dire warning that if you miss this, if you miss Jesus' return, all is lost. If you are not inside the kingdom when the door is shut, if you are not inside the kingdom when the door is shut, you are lost. There's no second train. There's one train. And you got to enter in now. In another place, Jesus says, narrow is the gate. And difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are so few that find it. We're considering two things. Number one, the signs. Number two, the urgency. That at any moment, the times of the Gentiles will be complete. And once that is, again, it's like the ark. Jesus said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This day, we're making a quality decision. Oh, parents, you have made it through the week with your homeschool virtual online platform as an educator.